The Boy Who Paints Cats. In a small village in Japan lives a poor family. They are very good people. They have many, many children, and it is difficult to feed them with good food. The oldest son is 14 years old, and he is strong enough to help his father. The elder girls help their mother in the kitchen. The young ones work in the small farm. They water the plants and collect vegetables. But the youngest boy is a problem. He is not strong enough to help his father. He is very intelligent and he learns things easily. He knows much more than his sisters and brothers, but he is small. Because of this, his mother and father think it is better for him to become a churchman, not a farmer. One day, the father takes the small boy to the village church and asks the good old churchman to teach him. The old churchman talks gently to the small boy and asks him some hard questions. The small boy answers the questions, and the churchman likes the answers. He agrees to teach the little boy. The boy learns quickly, and the old churchman is happy with that. But there is one thing wrong with him. He likes to paint pictures of cats during the time he is studying. He paints cats everywhere. A few times, the churchman warns him, but the boy doesn't stop painting. One day, the churchman sees many cat pictures on the walls of the church and gets angry. He likes the boy, but he doesn't want him to stay at the church anymore. "My boy, you can't be a churchman. Leave the church at once. You have the genius of an artist. Perhaps you will become an artist one day," he says. The boy goes to his room and packs his things. But he is afraid to go home. He knows his father will be angry. Then he remembers another temple in a village nearby. "Maybe I can stay with the priest there," he thinks. The boy starts out walking. It is already night when he gets to the other village. He climbs the steps to the temple and knocks the big door. There is no answer. He opens the heavy door. It is all dark inside. "That's strange," thinks the boy. "Why isn't anyone here?" He lights a lamp by the door. Then he sees something that makes him clap. All around the big room are folding screens with empty panels. The boy gets out his writing box and makes some ink. Then he dips in his brush and starts to draw. And what the boy paints is just one thing: cats. Cats, cats, and more cats. Small cats, big cats, thin cats, fat cats, 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 cats. The boy feels happy because there is nobody yelling at him. The boy covers a big screen with one gigantic cat, the biggest and most beautiful cat. After a few hours, the boy gets tired. He starts to lie down, but something about the big room bothers him. "I need a place smaller to sleep," he thinks. He finds a cozy closet and settles inside. Then he shuts the panel door and goes to sleep. Late that night, the boy wakes in fright. He hears a strange sound. "Urr!" It sounds like a large, fierce animal in the temple. Now he understands why no one is there. He hears the thing sniff around the big room. It walks around the room in front of the closet. Then, all at once, yowl, yowl, yowl. There is a sound of struggling and a roar of surprise and pain. Then a huge thud that shakes the floor. After a few minutes, the boy hears a soft padding sound. Then silence. The boy lies trembling in the dark. He stays there for hours, afraid to look out of the closet. At last, daylight shows at the edge of the door. The boy carefully slides the door open and looks out. In the middle of the room, there is a monster rat. A rat as big as a cow. It is lying dead on the floor. The boy looks around the room. No one and nothing else is there. Just the screens with the cats. Then the boy looks around at the one gigantic cat at the wall. I never draw the head to the left and the tail to the right, he thinks. Yes, he is sure of it, but now the cat is facing the other way. The cat, says the boy. His eyes grow wide. That moment he makes a promise to himself. For as long as I live, no one will stop me from drawing cats. When the villagers learn that the monster rat is dead, the boy becomes a hero. The village priest wants him to live in the temple, and the villagers want the boy to stay there. But the boy doesn't become a priest, and he doesn't become a farmer. He becomes an artist, a great artist. An artist who draws just one thing, cats.